It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Teachers will have to wait a bit longer to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The state health department said Tuesday that educators will get their shots once everyone 70 and older has had theirs. That means most teachers can expect to wait until at least the end of February to get it, along with other essential workers like grocery store employees. The health department serving Adams, Arapahoe, and Douglas counties says it is unable to vaccinate people over 70 at this time. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
Last week, Governor Jared Polis announced Coloradans over age 70 were added to the 1B priority group. While this excited many, it has since been a source of tension and confusion. Health departments across the state are still working on vaccinating 1A frontline healthcare workers and don't currently have enough vaccine supply to start vaccinating seniors. Many counties have set up online systems for residents in the 1B group to register for appointments or be notified when they can schedule an appointment. The state anticipates that all 1A healthcare workers will be vaccinated by January 15th. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Businesses in Denver could soon be required to recycle and compost. That's if climate activists manage to pass a ballot measure filed yesterday. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Denver managed to keep about a quarter of its waste out of landfills in 2019. Kate Bailey is with EcoCycle, a zero-waste nonprofit advising the ballot campaign. She says that number could be a lot better.
Colorado as a state is terrible at recycling. We have one of the worst recycling rates in the country. So really moving Denver, our largest city, forward is a huge way to improve recycling across the state.
If passed, the proposed initiative would eventually affect restaurants, hospitals, and apartments. But first, activists must collect about 9,000 valid signatures to make the 2021 ballot. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Two bills regarding land at Rocky Mountain National Park got presidential signatures Tuesday. One adds a 40-acre parcel to the park. The land was donated by former NASA astronaut and Colorado native Vance Brand. The other bill corrects a land ownership error by exchanging federal land for private land within the park's boundaries. The bills were sponsored by Colorado Democratic Representative Joe Neguse. They're among 9 laws that he had passed in his first term in the U.S. House. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.